This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
After the hour, take a deep breath and contact the living. Look at the person to your left or to your right or both of them, not at the same time, of course, and give a big hug. I'm going to give you a visual hug, Victoria, and Tara gets a big hug too. Yes, hugs for everyone. All right, Jennifer's not here. Can't hug her. Let's get to some things that are going on around the nation, across the world. Actually, this is across the pond, to focus first on Theresa May. Why is she in the news? What's going on with her, Victoria?
Well, you know, there are two different rival camps fighting it out over the idea of Brexit, and so she has divided her warring cabinet into two camps, essentially. Her top team is split over how Britain should manage its customs arrangements with the EU after it leaves the bloc. Boris Johnson, the foreign secretary, has called her favored customs partnership model crazy. He and other Brexiteers, they are called, they favor an alternative plan called MaxFac, and this is opposed to Philip Hammond, the Chancellor, and the others who say it would damage the economy and break Britain's promise to avoid a hard border with Ireland. So clearly, even within her own cabinet, Brexit is still such a crazy idea that they can't quite figure out the logistics of it, and that has put her, Theresa May, right in the middle of all of this. So it's bad enough that the country of England seems to have a lot of second thoughts about voting for Brexit. Within her own cabinet, she can't seem to get one direction going.
It's a big problem. It's a big problem for them, for sure. Here's something good from England. London has been ranked the best city in the world if you want to go to university. University students say, this is international rankings for international students, that London is the best place. It overtook last year's top place city, Montreal, as the best in the student city ranking department. The study builds the rankings based on a range of factors. Affordability is one. Desirability, view of students. I find London, I think it's my most favorite city in the world. It's a fabulous place to go, spend time, get around. London scored highly on the student survey, asking 50,000 students around the world about the quality of their experiences in whatever city they were going to school, their willingness to remain there after graduating, that sort of thing. My daughter, I'm proud to say, has an Oxford PhD, and she was working as an editor for the London Times when she left, but it happened that she was finishing her degree at the same time September 11th took place, or in that semester, in that quarter. And so the rule had been before that you could stay and get what their equivalent is of a green card if you'd been there 7 years as a student, and she had been. So the Times had offered her a job, and she had taken the job, and then they changed the rules and made it 10 years, so she couldn't stay. And that has affected a lot of students when they go there, really want to stay. That's not a big problem. Well, in the sense that it's a problem because London is becoming really crazy overpopulated. But the big problem there is all the folks that are wandering in from all over the Middle East. So that's caused them a lot of problems. But even still, London has done London for the Japanese students. London has done a great job in being affordable,
Well, no, actually, this is where, because I did a year abroad in London as well. I did my year abroad in London, and so I was reading all through this. I go, yeah, okay, I agree with this and that. Yeah. And then I said, well, wait a second, where is anybody talking about affordability? And the truth is, it ranked 113th in affordability. Affordability is every single person I knew, unless you were being bankrolled by your parents, you were just broke. And London is, I loved London. I felt safe there. I had a wonderful time, wonderful experience. And I studied art history, which was just a wonderful place to be. But affordability wise, oh my God. And I live in New York City, but London, New York City's got nothing on London in terms of how expensive it is.
London is the most expensive place I've ever been.
Yeah, it's
England.
It is.
Never mind London. England is extraordinarily. I have thought on three or four occasions when I had the opportunity and I had the money that I would buy a small farm over there because I find it that appealing. But man, I'll tell you something.
You get killed on taxes and stuff when you
really
don't,
crazy.
When you're not a citizen. Yeah,
very crazy.
But I thought the other interesting thing, Montreal was apparently one of the top five. Tokyo and Melbourne, those are cities that I would think would be very expensive to live if you're a student.
Yeah.
But apparently that's all in the top fifth, and then in the top five, and then Paris was this year was number five, and in 2016 it was number one.
Uh-huh.
Paris, I didn't find to be that much more affordable than London, but I don't know. I guess these are rich kids
living
in these cities.
All right. Also in England, the Queen has put out a proposal for a new royal chef. How about that? Rare opportunity. I can see the ad now in Craigslist. Rare opportunity to serve as a chef for the Queen. A chef to what? A demi chef. That's a pastry chef, right? Isn't that what that is?
No, it's demi chef de partie. It's sort of like it's like a sous chef. Oh. So you're an all around kind of person, but not the head chef. But you're one of the chefs in the staff.
The ad reads in Craigslist, the chosen chef will rotate through all sections of the kitchen, both at Buckingham and other royal residences. Every day will be different, reads the job posting. You'll prepare reception, state dinners, as well as staff luncheons. It looks like Downton Abbey, in a manner of speaking, downstairs. According to the job description, while experience with a premier kitchen or in volume catering is ideal, the royals are more interested in your ability and enthusiasm to deliver across all four sections of the kitchen. But to capitalize on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, chefs should be prepared to take a bit of a pay cut. $26,000 a year. That's not too... There's not much money involved in that.
No.
In that tier of chefs out in the private sector, $60,000-$80,000 a year is not unheard of. Good chefs make more than that, here and there and wherever.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
But if you're, again, going back to living in London, how do you live in London on $26,000?
Well, they'll live on the palace, the grounds. They're going to live on the palace. Live in Buckingham Palace or wherever they're...
here's the, I don't know, maybe the royals are just being cheap. You do get 33 days of vacation, so that's a good thing.
Too bad you can't afford to go anywhere.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere. You have to have a staycation in your little room in Downton Abbey. And then they give you a 15% employer contribution pension, and all your meals are included. So, okay, if your meals are included, you do save on that. However, the little weird catch in this, if you choose to live in Buckingham Palace, they adjust your salary to cover your lodging costs, so you're actually making less money.
So that 28 grand does already include, so that you
that
get
doesn't
less
include your housing.
You're living in the castle. Oh.
So that doesn't include your housing. So you're going to be making even
and
less.
And you can be
that.
Sure you will be sleeping in the bowels of the church. It's like if you are on a cruise ship, you sleep down in the engine room.
Right.
So that's what's going to happen.
I don't know how glamorous. Although here's the thing, I'm sure, like a lot of different jobs, when they say, you know, oh well, we don't pay a lot, but you're going to have this on your resume and
go to the wedding,
you know, you'll get this.
They get
exposure.
Invited to the wedding. Work the wedding? What's the story of the wedding?
Well, they say that applications are open through May 24th, so the new chef might not actually get to participate in the wedding. But if they hire somebody before that, maybe.
Huh. All right, in the Middle East, a lot of focus on Iran, Israel, Syria, and the clashes that are going on, the continuing conflict that is so childish and so stupid that it goes on and on and on and on and on. The roots of all of this ISIS, Daesh. Interesting that five senior Daesh have been captured. The top aide to the group's leader. A lot of this was a sting carried out by Iraqi and American intelligence. A couple of Iraqi officials were quoted as saying this thing's been going on for 3 months. They've been tracking a group of senior Daesh leaders who had been hiding in Syria. And so this is an intelligence victory for the Americans and the coalition there. And so the announcement was made in Washington and Baghdad. There are a couple of Iraqi intelligence officers who were captured among this. So, but the bottom line here is that Daesh has infiltrated into the hierarchy of Iraqi government. That's really what this, that's kind of the story. As you say, I know how much you love to take shots at me for burying the lead, but that's really the lead is that two of these were you know, people that were working for Daesh. So, 17 past the hour, this is the DJV Show.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected to Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Did you know, Victoria, that only two people signed the Declaration of Independence actually on July 4th, 1776? Do you know who the two were? One well-known
John Hancock.
One. He was one. And Charles Thompson. No, Charles Thompson was the other one. Most of the rest of them signed on August 2nd. The last signature didn't get added until 5 years after the first signature, July 4th. 1781.
Who was that straggler?
I thought that I don't know who it was. I just know the last word or the last name was 5 years after the first one. It's 21 after the hour on the DJV Show.
have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Didn't you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is the theme from Iron Man. And you'll be interested to know that L.A. police are on the job doing two things that are important today. One of them investigating a burglary during which the costume from the first Iron Man film was taken. I thought they were all the same.
They've improved on each sort of, yeah, each movie, Tony Stark, the character, has made improvements and adjustments to the suit, so each suit looks different throughout the franchise.
According to the L.A. Times today, the suit is valued at $325,000. So there you go. That's something on the street. Also, L.A. police are looking into apparent robbery of a convenience store in Santa Monica by Farrah Fawcett's son. What's his name?
I forget. Redmond O'Neill.
Redmond O'Neill. Yeah,
Ryan O'Neill's son. Yeah.
Yeah, with Farrah.
He has such a sad history of drug abuse, and he robbed the convenience store with a knife. I don't know how much cash he got, but they picked him up, I think, a few blocks down the road in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Obviously looking for drug money.
He's in his 50s, I think, too, isn't he? Yeah, he looks like he's
possibly. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Ryan O'Neill is in his 70s, I know, probably mid to late 70s. Anyway, it's sad when you see that happening.
Yeah.
Here's something that's good of your Kinks fan, Ray Davies, former frontman, announcing his new album called Our Country Americana Act 2, which is the follow-up to his LP Americana from last year. He says the album follows my journey across America through endless tours, not just to reclaim the Kinks career, but to rediscover the country that offered me my earliest inspirations, because he's a Brit. The album is a sequel of sorts to the album based on his memoir Americana that came out in 2013. Our Country Americana Act 2 is coming out the 29th of next month, preceded by a first single called Our Country. And that's not out yet, though, either, is it, Kara? I don't think that's...
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. The book has some song references in it. Songs are part of the narrative, so the trick was to get the record to stand up as a record as well as being part of the series. He said, I think people that like the first album understand where it's going. Our Country is what happens when you get there. In addition to new songs Davies wrote for the project, And also, this new album finds Davies revisiting tracks from his discography, new rendition of the Kinks song Oklahoma USA to the real world from Davies' 2007 solo LP called Working Man's Cafe. He also revealed he's currently working on a theater or film piece based on Americana and our country. So pretty prolific still in his career.
Yeah.
Speaking of interesting musicians, the Bleachy Beach Boys are in the music news today as well. They announced their foray into orchestral music. The Beach Boys with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, due out the 8th of next month. And true to the title, the collaboration aims to pair some of Brian Wilson's classic compositions like God Only Knows and In My Room and California Girls with a big orchestra. This would seem to be a stretch for the Beach Boys because they were pretty experimental most of the stuff they did with the Wrecking Crew in the studios in Los Angeles. Wilson said, I always knew the vocal arrangements I did back in the 60s would lend themselves perfectly to the symphony. See, what I think of is what the Moody Blues have done. Pretty much the same sort of thing. They have beautiful orchestral arrangements, symphonic arrangements, some of the things that they are doing now and have done.
He's not wrong, though, because this song is from the album, and I think it sounds great with the orchestra in the background.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
It does. Perfect. That's fun. Fun. Fun, fun, fun. 29 after the hour. Let's hear it for the Beach Boys here on the DJB Show.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Not sure about you, but I love gifting something to friends, family, and colleagues, especially if I'm having it delivered, because who doesn't get excited about a parcel delivered to you? One of my favorite apps for this is Giftagram that offers a curated selection of gifts, and it simplifies the gifting process. In fact, you don't even need to know the address of the recipient. To ask how that works, I caught up with Jason Reed, co-founder and CEO of Giftagram.
One of our interesting insights is that very few people keep track of physical addresses anymore. If I send you a Giftagram mark, you'll get a text right away. So there's this instant gratification of knowing that something is on its way. The recipient can then select their preferred delivery address.
To get a $15 credit to spend at Giftagram, type in the word radio at checkout. Download the free Giftagram app today at the App Store or Google Play.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, cars, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Trucking into your life. This is the DJV show with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer off at the moment. Here we are trying to make your day better with truth, justice, and the American way. I thought it was kind of interesting that a couple of Canadian diplomats had some problems, can you imagine, with the TSA? Ha!
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Detroit City. At the Detroit Metro Airport, this is a fellow who had passed the usual security checks there at the airport, but that apparently wasn't good enough. He was asked to remove his turban. So it works well. At that point, the Canadian Minister of Innovation, Science, and Economic Development, his name is Navdeep Bains. Is that how you pronounce it? Bains?
I think so, yeah.
Did something he doesn't always do. He pulled out his diplomatic passport. He said, quote, I went through all the security checks without revealing my identity. He said he initially went through a metal detector without any problem. He was asked to go through an additional security procedure because of his turban. Quote, I asked him why I had to take off my turban since the metal detector had worked well. I'll never be asked to take my clothes off. It's the same thing. It's a piece of linen. After passing a second test, Baines was allowed to continue. But when he reached the boarding gate, 20 minutes before the departure, a security guard approached him and said he had to go back to security because protocol had not been followed. And then he took him aside and said, you got to take off your turban again. And then Mr. Baines said, quote, I politely replied that I did not represent a security threat and that I had passed all security checks. He then asked me for my name and identification. I handed him my diplomatic passport. And then he was allowed to board. He's a sheik. A sheik. Maybe a sheik, too. There are probably sheiks that are sikhs. Wearing the turban, that's the thing. The ignorance that abounds so much when people call these folks towel heads or whatever it is that they use for referring to folks who wear a turban, they think that they're all Muslims. And, in fact, the Sikhs are quite different in many ways.
Well, they're also Indian. They're from India. Let's start with that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
No, I'm not. This is, I know you know this, but I'm just saying, like, this is just, come on. We see this stuff happening all the time. And, you know, even there were a couple of Indian men who were murdered down in the South. And remember that case where this stupid rednecks went to a bar and started bragging that they just killed a towel head. And it turned out the two men were Indian and not terrorists, and they weren't from ISIS, and they weren't Muslims, and it's just, we have so much ignorance in this country, it just makes me sick. It really does.
Does it really? Or are you just saying that? Yeah, I know it does. It isn't, it's just the kind of stuff, the problem with it, from my perspective, is that we tend to glorify, or some of us tend to think that this is cool, because these people are different. We would be looked upon the same, or maybe the question isn't how we looked upon, but how would you like it if you were treated that way in their country? You'd be outraged. And not that everybody does it, but there's so much ignorance at the TSA. That's my biggest problem with them, is they're a bunch of flat-footed, lame-brained morons, most of them, who can't get a job. You know, they work pretty much for minimum wage because they are, and I don't fault them for that. I fault the agency and the government for doing such a loose, loopy job of bringing these people into the fold. They should be much better trained, as police should be much better trained, educated, paid better, so they can do the job intelligently and we won't look like fools. It's just, it is, it's I call it travel theater, because that's all it is. And this represents the most ignorant of ignorance. It's just not acceptable. There's no reason for it. All right, speaking of that, there's a situation that developed at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut this week, where a white Yale student, a female, claimed that she had every right to call the police on a black schoolmate who was napping in the common room of their dormitory. Again, wondering how it is. And you could say, well, you keep highlighting these things, and why do you keep highlighting? Because I think they're wrong, and there's more of them than I care. I find it offensive. I guess that's what it is. Just because of the color of somebody's skin. The same thing with the policeman who chased around the black kid at the Waffle House in North Carolina. It's this where the world is replete with discrimination.
I think it's easy.
When are you
going to
grow up?
I think it's easy for people to say that discrimination is not really a thing, and I think it's important to highlight how often things like these happen, even if they seem simplistic and not that big of a deal.
But do we overdo it? Do we get charged, or is there a danger of us overdoing it because we have so many of these examples?
People
become numb to it, Kara?
I think people become numb to it if you don't say anything about it.
Yeah. So, all right, so what did I, basically, was that the story? That's all I got. I don't think there's any other nuance
well,
to it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, apparently this girl also called the police on someone who got lost in her building a few years before, like a friend who was coming to visit someone who lived in the dorm, and she called the police, so maybe she's just a little too heavy-handed with the 911.
How old is she?
I don't know. She looks like a grad student to me. She looks a little old to be an undergrad student, but yeah, it's just...
Why would she be living in that dorm? Then was she going?
Well,
the
woman who was napping was also a grad student. I don't know how exactly it works at Yale if people live in dorms for the entire time that they're there. I don't know, but it was a woman who was in the study room, the common room, working on a paper, took a nap, fell asleep while she was working on the paper. Which
I see that all the time.
Anyone who has ever been to college ever, I told Victoria off air, if someone napping in a common room in my dorm was the worst thing that happened, then we would have been in great shape because a lot worse things happen.
I used to do it all the time.
So then the cops show up ask the woman, I guess, for her student ID or something?
Yeah, so the cops show up and she showed them her room. She unlocked the door to show that it was her. She showed them the student ID. Apparently it didn't directly match a name that was in the system because she has her preferred name on the card versus like her official. Like if you go by your middle name or something versus your first name. And so they had to do some checks with that. But the good thing at the end, it looked like they... admonished the woman who called the police and said, okay, she has every right to be here and to do this. Like, there was no need to call the police. I don't understand the situation why you wouldn't just go talk to someone. Yeah. Like, why the need to call the police is the first thing that
the white student's got to be a mondo bizarro.
Yeah, she looks odd. She looks like a wet blanket. Like, why would you call the police on someone who's napping in a common room in a dorm? I have no understanding.
Because you're
of that.
A numbskull.
Yeah.
How do you get to Yale? You know, I just don't even understand.
With that lack of common sense?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you kidding? A lot of people with good grade averages are more than beyond Nerdsville. They have no common sense
I
reality.
Guess, but...
All right, here's some business news. Actually, robots in the business news. This is a story that this is from Atlanta, Georgia, where there's a place called O'Terrell's Pub. And the people who own the pub have bought a 300-pound waist-high robot who is the new bouncer at the pub. People who go into the pub, now the regulars are used to seeing this bar. Rufus Terrell is the owner, and the spotlight from the local media has been on the camera. There's apparently an infrared video camera that is in the robot that films people going in and out. And if it doesn't, for whatever the reason, the robot has a loudspeaker as well, and if it doesn't recognize the ID that you have to get into the pub, apparently it's an exclusive club, you are told it's private property, get out. anyway, I find that to be... This is the electronic revolution, maybe... this is an electronic vigilante. I don't know. It just, it's like out of a movie, in a manner of speaking, but it's just north of downtown Atlanta, the bar, in a luxury apartment complex, you know, those areas where the condo towers and things are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's near, apparently, a homeless shelter. It's an area of town that's been gentrified, and they haven't gotten rid of everybody yet. So apparently the homeless are trying to get in there all the time. And that's why the guy bought the
robot security guard. Well, I wonder if in the long run, if it's cheaper than hiring a human to sit there.
I would think it is. Here's another one. I found this is with all the focus on Israel and what's going off there. The Israelis, I don't know if you heard this or not, have a new robotic soldier. The newest soldier is a soldier they're using for sentry duty. It's a robot that weighs 600 pounds, and it's called the Guardian. It's a remote-controlled, unmanned vehicle. Looks like a robot, but it actually moves on its own power. This is the kind of stuff that... You know, the Israelis are very inventive. This is the first of many... It kind of reminds you of Star Wars, where the stormtroopers, many of them are just robots. And so this robot has been, it's like a pilotless drone. It is run the same way as a drone, on the ground with a joystick. And you've got cameras in the robot so it can see where it's going, same as you get cameras in a drone. So I don't know whether I appreciate and I respect the Israelis because they're very, it's a very smart group. This population is very, has done a great job of protecting themselves. But they're creating a new army using robots. And this is the first one. It's interesting to look at some of the video. What the people, the soldiers who are running it said that they grew up with PlayStation. And that's how they learned how to they do this. Kind of like some of the pilots today. I remember I told you the story of me flying into Baghdad. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
The women who were, they were all women pilots. And they're trained. They said on all the games, they've become good pilots because they train them on the games before they put them in the cockpit.
Well, a lot of surgeons do that too. They use video games to teach the surgeons how to do robotic surgery and things like that. Video games have actually helped an entire generation. I mean, my whole generation, we grew up playing video games, so it makes a lot of sense.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter. When Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more. Like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The Geek Out. Believe it or not, Alexa can now beef up your Call of Duty game. There's a new skill that utilizes artificial intelligence and machine learning to monitor your performances in Call of Duty World War II matches and report back with a list of metrics on your soldiering skills. Alexa will give the user data points about engagement distances, accuracies, KD ratios, make comparisons to friends' performances, and it will also provide personalized tips and coaching on becoming a better digital soldier. The skill also provides a host of associated information like game news, update announcements, and will let you know about upcoming events. You can download the skill to your Alexa and start getting critical intel now.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Thank you.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to spend some time with our auto expert from his website, OurAutoExpert.com. Nick Miles is with us. Did somebody help you figure that out, or did you just become our auto expert by default? Where did that come from? I never asked you that before.
It actually came from Fox. One morning I was on doing the TV, and they said, here's our auto expert, and then never went away, which I'm not complaining about.
No, that's cool. It's a great handle, actually. All right, Americans are warming up to electric cars, it would seem. You probably saw the survey. 1 in 5 Americans say they would likely buy an electric car for the next new vehicle. I don't know what they're thinking, because I wouldn't want to touch them with a 10-foot pole. Would you ever buy an electric car?
I don't think so, but you're so funny, because it's exactly what I thought when I got the survey a couple of days ago. I read through this, and I go, the first thing was the Tesla Model 3 was one of the top vehicles that people were looking about buying. And I was like, with all the problems, what are you thinking?
What are you going to buy?
Exactly.
So speaking of Tesla, is there another new one on the horizon? I saw some new video that was posted on YouTube with a vehicle that looks maybe like it would be a Tesla. What's the scoop of that?
Elon, he's an absolute genius at spinning things. So yeah. Who knows? He could be going into burrowing to the center of the earth. It's really hard to tell from his PR So they're showing a picture of a new vehicle. It's partially covered. We know that they have this Model Y that's supposedly on the horizon. We know that they have this new supercar. The question is, when you start to do the math, this is where Tesla falls apart, right, Doug? When you start to do the math, it doesn't make any sense. There's no way they can finance any new factories. They're still not getting the Model 3s out. They're about 80% below capacity on the Model 3s, and they're getting there. And don't get me wrong, they're selling a bunch of them, and they're delivering a bunch of them, but they're still they're promising and they're under-delivering. So yeah. I don't know how they're going to pull it off, but it sounds like they have another car coming in the next few days. What will it be, the Model Y? Will it be a new super-performing roadster? Only Elon's brain can tell.
Right. Only the good die young. All right.
Right.
This fire that damaged, this first looked like a Ford story, and now you come to find out that this Michigan plant is supplying, and this is, I tried to explain this yesterday or the day before, whenever we brought it up the first time, the idea that Ford and Chrysler and General Motors and everybody is using parts from the same places, this pretty much, this fire underscores that, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So I'll give you an example. A company like Aisin, who is a Japanese company, make seats in cars for Toyota, for Honda, for all these different people. They'll take a design to them and say, hey, would you like this in the new car? And they say, yeah, that'd be perfect, and then they make it for them. They don't share parts necessarily. They just make them in the same factory. And so this magnesium supplier out of Michigan, it was the Eaton Rapids in Michigan. It's called Meridian Magnesium Products, had a fire. And that fire was compounded. We reported this first. We broke this story. That fire was compounded by they had a real sprinkler system in there, and they put water on magnesium, which is a really bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
But they also seem to be making parts for a lot of other companies, like BMW and Chrysler. So what may end up happening, and General Motors as well, is we don't know how bad it is. Everybody's kind of crushed this story. There usually is a buffer of new vehicles sitting ready to go out to manufacturers, suppliers, the dealers, but we don't know if this is going to mean that the F-150 is not going to be produced by Ford for a little while. They did lay off 7,600 workers to cut their workforce just because they couldn't make the trucks. This, you know, if you're planning on buying a new car this fall, this could put a dent into that plan.
Well,
it's not available.
What I said to people that were asking me on the air about this is that it will affect the price. If you get, if you're used to buying something, or you hear all the loud screaming car commercials, save $1,500, or there's not going to be any of that. They'll be selling that stuff at sticker, and if there is a shortage of them, they'll be selling them over sticker price. You agree?
That's right. So you ever see this when a new vehicle comes out, a dealer can stick $20,000. I saw a Raptor for sale in Palm Springs, which was base price was something like $76,000.
Yep.
Guess what? They wanted $106,000.
Oh, yeah.
Because they could, because it was brand new. So you're right, Doug. It means the dealer's going to charge more money because they're going to have a harder time getting the vehicles, and they still want their profit.
I've seen Los Angeles Range Rover dealers getting 10 grand, 12 grand above sticker because it's one of the most popular vehicles in L.A. County, that whole area. So, all right. We've covered a lot of ground as usual. Nick, thank you for being here. Nick Miles, OurAutoExpert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.